Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FN. It's 1945, just after World War II in Germany. Max, a man in his 30s, is wandering through the woods back home to be reunited with his wife and young son. But to his horror, he discovers his house has been taken over by a neighbor and his wife and child were murdered in a mass grave. After surviving a concentration camp himself, everything he knew and valued is gone. But he discovers and infiltrates a secret military unit made up of Holocaust survivors called Nakam, who were looking for revenge in the form of killing millions of Germans. Can Max stop this mass murder before it happens, or does he want to join in on Plan A? Plan A is the name of a new movie about a plot to poison millions of people in and around the city of Nuremberg, Germany. This dramatic thriller is based on actual, though little known, historic events. It's written and directed by the Paz brothers, Doron and Yoav. Critically acclaimed and wildly popular among horror aficionados, their previous films, including Jerusalem and The Golem, hit top 10 lists on sites like Netflix. Plan A is having its Ontario premiere on the opening night of TJFF, the Toronto Jewish Film Festival, on June 9th at 8 p.m. at the Rogers Hot Dog Cinema in Toronto. And I'm very pleased to have Doron and Yoav here via Zoom to tell us all about Plan A. Hi, Doron.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi. Hi, Yoav.
Hi, everyone. How's it going, Daniel?
Thanks so much for coming in.
Sure, for having us.
Plan A is said to be based on true events, but obviously we know it was never carried out. So where did you first hear about the group Nakam and Plan A?
Okay, so where to start? I mean, growing up in Israel, you know, we're a third generation of Holocaust, for Holocaust survivors, and you hear so many Holocaust stories, and you think you know all of them, or most of almost all of them. But one night, 10 years ago, actually, we sat down with just drinking beer with a friend of ours, and he just told us his personal story about his family and his grandfather, who just in recent years started talking about what happened to him after the war. And he came back after the war, after losing all his family in the concentration camp, in the death camps, and he found the guy that told the Nazis about his family, and that's why they were killed. And he just caught the guy and just shot him, killed him. And we were shocked with this story. And we thought to ourselves, okay, this could be a really nice personal revenge kind of story. You know, cinema loves revenge stories. It's one of the best stories there is, you know, in any kind of form. So we said, okay, this is a nice angle to talk, not to talk about something that it's a nice story. And then only when we all sat down and started Googling and searching about it more, and then we came up with the information about Plan A. And Plan A wasn't a personal revenge, it was a national revenge. And it was something so big, and the scale of it was so big, so we were shocked. And on this spot, we knew this is the story we want to tell, because it's not a story about heroism or uprising or surviving. It's a story about revenge, and that's what interested us.
So the book of Deuteronomy in the Bible says an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, or the punishment should fit the crime. But in this case, the people were calling for collective retribution, the murder of millions of innocent people. So despite the timing in the chaos right after World War II and the knowledge of the Holocaust, how could survivors plan such a horrendous action? It's like they were turning to the Nazis for direction, for inspiration.
You know, I'll go back a bit. When we approached the subject, and we knew how delicate it is, so we started interviewing a few of the survivors that were still alive from the Nakam group. and we had many conversations with them, and also about the historic facts. But the historic facts were known, and we read about it in all kinds of researches and the book by Professor Dina Porat. But we were mostly interested by the morality and about what they felt and the way of thinking. And this was fascinating stories about how the long years in the forest when there were partisans, before that in the ghetto, and all the long years of the war, the only thing that kept them going was the idea of revenge. That was their fuel. They imagined it. They ran it in their mind again and again, and this is what kept them going. And when the war was over, and most of the survivors went on with their lives, they were just amazed to see that like history is moving on. And they looked around and they saw Germany being built all over again, and like they felt like the world reacts like nothing really happened to the Jewish people. So they decided to do something so extreme, so a revenge on a biblical scale, that the world will be shocked and the Holocaust will never repeat itself. This is the way they thought back then. And they lost everything. They were young men and women, and the only thing they could think of was revenge. And so this is what we try to portray in the film: the way of thinking, the way how was it for them to live and walk with German people that they actually trying to kill. For months, they were walking in the water filtration center in Nuremberg, actually walking with the people that they trying to kill them and their family. So we were fascinated about the personal angle. And after all these conversations and reading about it and watching documentaries about it, we put everything into the script first and then to the film.
Let's look at your most recent films. Jerusalem, which I haven't yet seen, but I read about, is there. It has an enormous Old Testament demon inflicting apocalyptic hellfire on the people in the city. The Golem, which I have seen, is set in a shtetl village in Eastern Europe where a woman creates a golem in the form of a tiny little boy who also inflicts fire and pain on any enemy of the woman who created him. And Plan A is different, but in some ways the same. This time the monsters are human in a way. So do I see a pattern here?
First of all, yeah, you do, because we always like the darkest, more dark stuff, the dark side of humanity. I mean, I don't think we will ever do a movie about and hyper-realistic kind of family drama. Not because that we don't like these movies, which is just not us. I mean, we like to deal with the dark side of the soul. If it's Zombies in Jerusalem, and if it's The Golem, and of course, as we see it, it's the most terrifying idea of all. It's the most closest thing to a horror movie, Plan A, which is, of course, the idea is so devilish, and the world, and of course, the Holocaust itself. So I think we try to dive into the darkest side of human beings and to analyze what makes them tick and why are we working this way? Why every one of us can relate to these revenge feelings. Not everyone will take a gun and kill back, but everyone can relate and can imagine in their head how they're doing it, and everyone can relate to this so primal feeling like revenge. That's what interested us.
I'm speaking with writer-director Doron and Yoav Paz about their upcoming film Plan A, premiering at TJFF. And you just mentioned the dark side of reality, and Plan A is cold and dark both in its subject matter, but also in the look of the movie. Much of it shot at night in shadows in the underground tunnels of the filtration camp. Why did you choose Plan A to be so dark-looking? I'm talking about the look of the film.
Yeah, of course. When you're telling a story using all kind of methods, and the first one of them is the artistic style and the visual style, and it was tell you the truth, not easy to achieve because it's a German production, and we shot a lot of the film in Germany. And of course, everywhere you go these days in Germany, everything is so green and so clean and so nice. So actually, the exteriors scenes we shot in Ukraine. In Lviv, actually, and we had an amazing art team that did just we closed the main street of Lviv, and for days we just put so much records and did so much artwork, and we are very proud of the result and all. But to achieve it, we needed to take out the colors. We needed to throw the audience 70 years ago to a very dark time, very dark to the characters, and so on. Don?
Yeah, we also we were lucky enough to have an amazing DOP, director of photography, named Moshe Mishali, who also shot Fauda, if you know the show Fauda, the Netflix show. It was a very successful Israeli show, Fauda. So he brought his own style, and yeah, we wanted it to be intense, not just the story, but also visually.
I'm speaking with the brothers Paz, and you've heard of Joel and Ethan Coen, Lana and Lily Wachowski, Benny and Josh Safdie. These are all siblings who wrote and directed their own films. So what about the Paz brothers? How do you divide your work between? I notice you're able to do an interview without interrupting one another. So how did you divide the work on Plan A?
Don, it's not just on Plan A, it's on every movie. We don't have a specific separation, like one is writing and one we do and one is directing, like which we do everything together, which is sounds weird in a way, but because growing up in Israel in the same house, of course, in the 80s, in the good years of the 80s, growing up on a Spielberg and Zemeckis and all the 80s hits, and we were and Die Hard and Hollywood stuff. Me and Yoav grew up on the same VHS cassette, so we have the same cultural references. We watch the same movies, same TV shows. So we're very correlated, and we really know what we want. I'm not sure it could have worked with for me with other partners. But since we grew up in the same house, and our father is also a filmmaker, and our grandfather was a theater director, so we're third generation in the family for directors. In a way, this something runs in the family. This sickness or blessing or curse, you can say. But so we're not dividing it. We're just and of course the work in shooting everyone. I mean, the shooting is important piece of the work, of course, but most of directors and directors' work is before the shooting. If it's raising the money and funding and politics and rehearsals and casting and producers, and it's years and years and years of work. And then you go to 2 or 3 months of shooting, and then another year of post-production. So the shooting part is quite short. And we believe that most of the work should be before that. Naturally, most of the work and the meetings and the pre-production happens before the shooting. So once you start the shooting, there's no time to argue about anything. You just go with the flow, and it's rock and roll, and there's no time to stop. So that's another way reason I think we're not arguing a lot, because there's not enough time to argue on set. The sun is setting down, and you need to shoot the scene. The argument starts in the editing room when you come back home with the raw material. And you're sitting in your air conditioner, and there's no pressure, and you have all the time in the world, and there's so many possibilities to edit the scene. So that's where the fighting starts, and we start shouting and arguing. And we're lucky enough to have in our last two movies we had a very strong and very opinionative editor who gives us a fight, and he balances me and Yoav in the right directions, I think.
And of the Wachowskis, Coens, and Safdies, which pair do you think you're most like, or if any?
None of them. We're not worthy. they're all genius that you mentioned.
Okay. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Sure.
Thanks for having us. Happy to talk.
The Paz brothers, Doran Yoav's new film Plan A is having its Ontario premiere on the opening night of the Toronto Jewish Film Festival on June 9th at the Hot Docs Cinema. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.